It's not an over-exaggeration to say that when J.H. Williams III and Greg Rucka started publishing the adventures of Batwoman in Detective Comics, that a grenade was lobbed into the very forefront of the industry. Here was a comic that was breaking several rules that you just don't break in mainstream comics. First of all, you're not allowed to have art that looks like it wasn't thrown together in 2 days. Second of all, you're not allowed to have Detective Comics feature a character other than Batman, and it's certainly not allowed to be a female. And third and most importantly, you're not allowed to have a lesbian superhero have her own title for this long, and you're definitely not allowed to have that title be as good as Batwoman Elegy. Batwoman Elegy, in the wake of books like 52 and Infinite Crisis, where this character was introduced, follows the many struggles and toils of Kate Kane, who was an army brat for her entire life and loves the military, loves the sense of duty that it provides, and feels like she has a duty to her country. So she goes off and serves in the military, but in training school, she's kicked out because don't ask, don't tell is enforced. So by enlisting the help of her military colonel father, she models a new life as a crime avenger after Batman and becomes the new Batwoman. But things are waiting in the shadows for her that might be even more horrible than her career in the military and might bring more than just skeletons out of her closet. This comic, it's only one volume, only a couple short issues, but it is the single best illustrated comic in the past 10 years. And I would venture also to say that it is probably one of the best written. It would have been easy for Greg Rucka to not do this project as well as he did. I mean, the concept of an ex-military official becoming Batwoman, stealing Batman's title from him for a solid 10 issues, and the concept of that character being a lesbian who is in a committed relationship and whose focus of the character wasn't her orientation, but the rest of her, was basically unheard of in comics at the time and still is today, even a year or two after Elegy has finished publication. This, in addition to being a gorgeous comic, I mean, J.H. Williams III must have eaten his Wheaties when he was drawing this, because half of it looks like this trippy M.C. Escher painting, and the other half looks just like Americana, Norman Rockwell sort of mundane life. But there's such a sharp divide between the two worlds of Kate Kane and Batwoman, even both within the writing and mostly within the art, that it's just amazing what these two can do with the comics medium. When you think that we've wrung all the creativity out of it and that we've thrown the corpse out to dry, Batwoman Elegy proves you wrong with every single panel on every single page. It never comes across as heavy-handed. There are parts of it that are legitimately scary. And there are parts of it that you think, why isn't this man writing every comic on the stands? And why isn't this other man drawing every single word he writes? Because these two are an absolute paragon of the industry. And it is a miracle that it has taken this long for Batwoman to get her own headlining comic. They've taken a character who didn't have basically any background to her before their influence, and given her a world and a dimension all her own that is more developed and more in-depth than people who've been able to work on a character for 20 or 30 years. They've done more in 10 issues than some characters have done over their entire spans of when they've been published. It's a miracle what these people did on Batwomanology. Now, I regret to report that after Batwomanology, even though it won several acclaims and a couple Eisner Awards, which is the comic equivalent to winning an Oscar or a Peabody or a Grammy, even though this has been universally praised across the board, gotten on more than a few best comics of last year list, Batwomanology has yet to be followed up in comic book form, with the exception of Batwoman Zero, which was published a couple months ago. Now, Greg Rucka has since left DC. Some people think it is because of this whole Batwoman thing, but some people think it was for the reasons he gave, which was working on other projects. But, W. Hayden Blackman, or Blackman Blackwell, and J.H. Williams III have signed on to follow up on this series in an ongoing comic that was supposed to come out several months ago, but has since been pushed back several times to an autumn release date. So we'll see if that ends up coming and hitting the stands, and you can bet if it does, that I'll be one of the first ones in line to be grabbing it off the shelf. But if you want to see this great standalone story, you can always pick up the trade of Batwomanology with, I might add, an excellent introduction by Rachel Maddow at your local library, at your local comic shop. With that in mind, let's move on to something that, to quote Nirvana, smells like teen spirit.